Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels.
When you hit rock bottom, you try everything to put food on the table for yourself and your kids, and you have one setback after the other. That's where Nkami is. Single mom, two teenagers. Tell us what happened to their dad.
He said he's going to look for a better life somewhere.
He's going to look for a better life somewhere.
Yeah, he just left.
And you also tried to make things work?
Yes.
And to bring income in. What did you do?
I went to another lady whom I know. She taught me how to use a sewing machine.
A sewing machine, okay.
Yes.
And what did you make?
I started making masks like this one.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes. She gave me a machine, but the machine broke down. I found myself stuck. So I had to start selling my furniture in the house just to buy food.
It's just too much. Let me get the angels together and see if we can make a difference this morning.
We want to try and ease her burden through a contribution of 20,000 rand.
Nkami, some good news that you deserve, goodness knows. 20,000 rand from Goldwagen this morning.
Thank you.
You know what I'm going to do from Good Morning Angel's side is put another 10,000 in.
Oh, no. Thank you so much. I'll be able to buy my children food.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Great job, angels. Great job.
Welcome back to the show, the woman of the moment, Nkami. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Yesterday morning, I tell you what, a lot of people were very touched by your story because I think a lot of people can relate to your story, and a lot of people just, I mean, I told you that we have the most amazing people who are part of our morning fam. And after you were on yesterday morning, we were just inundated. We got so many messages from listeners from all over South Africa that were just inspired by your story. Do you want to hear some of the feedback?
Yes, please.
This is some of the people that were listening to your story, and they just had to let us know.
Martin. Ek probeer make-up op, sit ek met werk toe gaan. Wat julle doen vir daai vrou is ongelooflik fantasties. Keep up the good work. And
she's saying she's battling to put the makeup on. She shed a tear with you.
Oh my soul, Martin, you have us crying with that lady so early in the morning. I think you guys, your whole team, are absolutely amazing, and thanks to everyone that tries and helps.
So you touched a lot of people's hearts yesterday morning. You really do. So many people feel for you and want to make a difference in your life. Were you glad that you reached out to us?
Yes, I am.
Did you believe me when I said to you that I think this is the turning point?
I did. I didn't think it would be this much. I just thought when I was here, what you did for me was that I was grateful enough.
Because as I said to you, you know, when you, and you told me you hit rock bottom. You've tried everything and you just get one piece of bad news on top of the other. And a turning point just takes that moment and turns it into good news. But I want the good news to be good news on top of more good news on top of more good news. Because that's how you get the momentum going. That's how you turn things around in your life. And I felt it yesterday morning. I felt it yesterday morning, and I wasn't wrong, because then our phone started ringing. And people want to help you. We have the most generous listeners in the world. I've said this for many, many years, and I want you to believe me. So let me play you some of the reaction that came in from our Jacaranda FM listeners. Something like this. Listen to this.
Hello, Nkami. You know, when I heard your story, it touched me so much. You know, I ended up shedding a tear, and I'm not the guy that usually cries, but I could not help it, you know, that you're going through so much. But you're an amazing woman, pulling through and always coming up with a plan under such circumstances. It's really inspiring. But what I'm gonna do for you, CC, is I'm gonna give you a 3,000 rand gift voucher to a supermarket near you. Hopefully it will help you a lot.
And the amazing thing about him is he didn't want his name mentioned. He wants to stay anonymous, because it's not about him, it's about you and your kids. That's what he wants to help. But wait, There's more.
Hi, Martin. I'd like to remain anonymous. And Kami, your story yesterday really touched me because I'm a firm believer that hard work needs to be rewarded. And unfortunately, today, yours hasn't been rewarded. One day it will be. But until then, I would like to help you out by donating 10,000 rand. Keep up the hard work. Keep the faith.
I want to say don't cry, but I'm not going to say it because we all feel with you. Are you happy so far?
I'm very happy.
So it's 30,000 from yesterday morning, another 13,000 this morning. And you were telling us about your sewing machine, no? That's your business. You make the most amazing masks and bags, but unfortunately the sewing machine is old and it broke down.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
And you want to make these amazing things to put food on the table.
Yes.
So you're going to like the next call. Once again, this person wants to stay anonymous. Mora, good morning. How are you, anonymous?
Well, and yourself, Martin?
Very well, thank you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you want to stay anonymous, but where are you from and what do you do?
No, I'm from the Northwest area. I'm a farmer and a businessman. My English is very delicious, so I'm going to try my best. Every day, I try to do a good deed. And yesterday, fortunately, I listened to Nkami's story. So I decided that, listen, a normal sewing machine is not going to help her. She needs something more industrial than that. So I googled the closest place to Jacaranda, and I got hold of a girl called Naomi at Berzak Brothers at 30 in Suburban. And she explained to me how it works, and it was from sewing machines, I know nothing. And we came up with a Harrison industrial machine. It's a light, medium machine. It will work for heavy materials and everything. So Naomi said, this is a bit... For industrial-wise, this is the best machine. It will last her. We had a long discussion, and Naomi, also from Berzak Brothers, included a 2-year service and maintenance plan on the machine.
That is amazing. Wow. So you are getting a brand new industrial sewing machine, courtesy of this farmer and this businessman from the Northwest. And the great news, Nkami, is... It will be at your house delivered this afternoon.
Yes.
Wow. Sy was stopped met vreugde. Bless you, man. Bye-bye, dankie wat wat jy doen. This is amazing. Thank you so much. Kami. You know what? This man is from another province. He's, possibly even from a different world to yours, but he cares about you that much and he wants you to keep your business going. What do you want to say to him?
Thank you so much. You have just put food on my children's table for life. I don't know how to repay you, but may
God
bless you.
No, there's no need to repay me. The Lord blesses me every day, so you need to bless people every day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I will be forever grateful.
That's awesome, man. Bye bye, Donkey Wear.
All right, bye, Donkey Martin.
Thanks, dude.
Donkey. Sure.
Bye bye, bye, Donkey. Bless you, man. Sure. So far, more donations, and that last caller, of course, a brand new industrial sewing machine from that farmer in the Northwest, delivered to your house this afternoon. That's pretty cool.
I can't believe it.
And then, wait, there's more. So also we got a message from Michelle saying that she's going to assist with a logo and the pages where your clients can buy your products now that you've got a beautiful sewing machine. Dalian is donating a crate of Shweshwe material to assist with the making of your bags and your masks. The kindness just doesn't stop for you. The love for you just doesn't stop. And I know the most important thing in your life, because I asked you yesterday morning, remember, I asked you why are you doing all of this? Why do you want your life to change? And you said, and I asked you what keeps you going. Remember, what did you say to me?
my children.
Your children. Your children are so, so important to you. Another person on the line who also wants to stay anonymous, because it's not about them, it's about you. Anonymous, good morning. Goeiemôre. Ganet, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
You, like many other people, were so touched by her story, am I right?
Yes, yes, no, for sure. No.
Give me a bit of background about you. Where are you from and what do you do?
Yeah, so we're in Gauteng. We do training, and so training is very important for us. But we're also involved in people and people's futures. So, the story was quite touching for us as well.
And you can relate?
No, for sure. I mean, no, definitely. I mean, all of us have got a story, and we came from somewhere, and we went somewhere, I think all of us can relate at
in
a certain
way.
Point in our life.
What do you want to do for Nkami and her kids?
Yeah, morning, Nkami. Thank you for your story. I think what touched me quite a lot is, I mean, all of us, we pray at some point in our life, and we think that God doesn't necessarily listen, but at some point that comes through. And yesterday I thought that through us, I mean, and God did listen a bit. And your kids obviously touched me as well. And we want to walk a path with you in the future and obviously help you build a future, not only for yourself, but for your kids as well. So, I mean, through some of our partners and what we can do, we're going to do quite a few things for you and your kids as well. So I've made a list. So firstly, in Kami, for your children, we're going to first get laptops for you and your children, because I know data and studying is quite a big problem for you. Laptops obviously is not going to work without data, so we're going to sort out Wi-Fi for you as well at your home, which will make sure all your data needs are properly handled. It wasn't in the story, but school fees and stuff, we don't know how that's being paid or if it's paid or that's an issue, but if it's not paid, we're going to sort it out for you as well. Not only for this year, but in the future as well. So you don't have to worry about that. I mean, the important thing for me is it's not a short-term relationship. It's a long-term relationship. I know, Diane told us that your daughter might want to study law or something in child psychology, and we obviously want to build that together with you. So.
Is that true,
Nkami? Yes.
Does she want to study psychology?
Yes, she wants to study psychology. Oh, Lord.
So we're going to assist with that as well to make sure that maybe we can give her some holiday work at one of our partners to see what she really likes, to make sure that she can build that dream. We will sort out bursaries for your kids as well.
Did you say you will sort out what?
Well, we'll sort out the bursaries for her daughter as well for next year, so there's no worry about that. The other important thing is obviously the car, which I mean, I know it's a 1995 Kia, and I don't know if it's fixable or not, but we're going to send a Kia technician to your house to firstly see if it's fixable, because, I mean, remember, it's a long-term relationship. It doesn't help us fixing it now, and in 2 months it breaks again. So firstly, we're going to see if we can fix that car. If not, we're going to get you a new car.
Sure. That is incoming. What do you have to say to this? Amazing anonymous man and his partners.
Thank you.
We know how much your kids mean to you, and they're going to make sure that your kids have a future.
Thank you so much.
Come in, we'll set up a meet and greet. I mean, like I said, it's a long-term thing. You don't have to thank me, you need to thank God. I think that's important for us. And for your business as well, we're going to help you. I know there's a lot of guys that's involved there as well, but we're going to make sure everything is set up. You've got full access to our legal team. I mean, there's a lot of business stuff you need to set up, and we'll make sure all of that stuff is set up, because then you can build your own future.
That is just amazing. Bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you for what you've done. It was really a great experience. So she said, for love, and ons waardeer dit vreeslik baie. She's completely overwhelmed for a good reason, because you're amazing. Bye bye, dankie.
Okay, dankie.
Thanks, man. Bye bye, dankie. Cheers. Bye.
Shoot,
that's a lot.
It's too much.
Well, listen, as you said there, it's a long term. You know, you're going to walk a road together with and with our listeners. You're going to stay in their hearts. He's going to try you. He's going to help you. He didn't mention half of it. I mean, the legal side, the documents, the registration, all that will be taken care of. You have a sewing machine, an industrial sewing machine, brand new one. He's going to sort out your car, your kids' bursaries, the school fees, the extra vouchers, everything. You've got material.
I have a life.
But listen, you also one last thing, because I want you to get you to that sewing machine of yours. Okay, you also have your first order. Listen to this.
My name is Wayne LaGrange. I'm the CEO of an international distribution company called Rapid Lash and a medical skincare company called Beauté Pacifique. So what resonated with us is that our company also started with just one person, with an unshakable belief that we had something significant to offer our community, our nation, and the world. And today we're world leaders in our categories of beauty. And we see that same fire in you. So the Rapid Lash and Beauté Pacifique team decided that we would love to commission 1,500 pieces of your beautiful work and a good chunk of our marketing budget this month to get you in the air. I think what you may have thought would be the worst year of your life, I assure you, will be the best year of your life.
Thank you. I don't know what to say.
Mum and Kami, you've got work to do.
Lots of work.
You've got lots of work to do. 1,500. You even have your first order in. Say hello to your kids. Send them love from all of us. And it's great meeting you. We won't forget about you. We're there for you. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Diane.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show. Good job, angels. Good job, everybody. Nkami, you're most welcome.
Good morning, angels.
Oh, my word. You guys are amazing.
You got me sitting in my car here with tears in my eyes.
Changing lives every Wednesday with Martin Bester.